Friends, colleagues, honored members of the Morning Edition audience, we are gathered for the next few minutes to listen to some graduation speeches. But before things get underway, allow me to share this important life lesson. Are you ready? I've worked very hard on this. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Well, your exams are behind you, but your life stretches out before you. In it, you will find
keep your mind open to new ideas and travel to destinations without a map.
Martin Buber once said, the meaning of life is not I.
You were born and educated to be players in this extraordinary blessing called life.
Excerpts from graduation speeches given this month at colleges across the country. You may not remember who spoke at your graduation, even if you just graduated. It's easy to forget advice and anecdotes delivered on a spring day that's either too hot or too cold, when you're too happy or too hungover to concentrate. Here are a few speakers this year who seem to understand that.
I sense that you will share a common dream, and in this dream, you will be late for class. Then you realize that you're having the final exam. And you open the test booklet, and you see something that resembles an amalgam of Sanskrit and calculus, which you must answer in some form of a Jeopardy question. You struggle to make sense of this stuff, and in this dream, some of you will just weep with despair, knowing you're bound to flunk and that the jig is up. And some of you will have this epiphany. Incredible epiphany. You'll say, wait a minute. You'll shout and leap up, and you'll say to the astonished professor and everybody in the class, I don't have to take this freaking test because I already have my degree from San Jose State University.
I hope you are aflame with vision, ambition, and hope. I came here expecting to get a contact high from you. What a bummer it would be to discover that you are not aflame, that you have managed on this day of days merely to smolder. A bummer, but not a surprise. I mean, who could blame you, really? Hasn't this past year, your senior year, hasn't it been the worst year ever in the history of humankind? Maybe it's the beginning of the end of the world, but please, you should not feel personally responsible. Blame someone else. Blame your parents. Why not? They are blaming your grandparents.
At the moment, with idle curiosity just barely overcoming last night's excesses, most of you are still focused on what I'm saying. But just barely. Several of you are thinking, I wonder if that is his real hair. Let me assure you that if I did wear a rug, ABC News pays me enough that I could afford a better looking one than this one.
Excerpts from graduation speeches by ABC News anchor Ted Koppel speaking at Brandeis, playwright Tony Kushner at Vassar, and novelist Amy Tan at San Jose State University. It's hard to be funny when you give a graduation speech. It's even harder to be profound. At Regis College, a Catholic women's school, novelist Alice McDermott seems to end her speech with this life lesson. The more things stay the same, the more they change.
You are, you know, the future. It's a squeaky old commencement platitude, isn't it? You are our hope. You are what the world will become, yada, yada. I know what you're thinking. For such gems, she gets an honorary degree. But this is not any other year or any other place. This is the academic year that began with the horrific events of September 11th and comes to a close with our church shaken and shamefaced. You are the future, class of 2002. You are our hope. It is a cliche in another time and another place, but today it is an injunction, an obligation, and a prayer. God bless.
Closing remarks from a graduation speech by novelist Alice McDermott. She spoke earlier this month at Regis College near Boston.